Hi, Victoria.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Malky from Family First again. How are you?
You say where you calling me from?
From Family First Care.
Oh, Family First Care. Okay.
Yes. So I'm going to be the one helping you sign up with the hiring process. And just to confirm, you are interested in a case, right, to be a caregiver?
Yeah, I'm a caregiver, but I'm looking for a living.
Live-in case?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, no problem. So we're first going to onboard you. So then when we find something, you could start the case immediately.
Okay, good.
Okay, amazing. I tried to send you some text messages. Did they go through? Does this phone
accept No, this is a house phone. I have a phone, but I'm not working now, so everything is disconnected.
Got it. Okay, so I would either send you links. Should I email them to you?
Okay, yeah. Do you have my website? I mean, my Gmail.
I think so. That's VICHAGBEH at Gmail, right?
Yeah, VICSHAGBEH. VICSHAGBEH at gmail.com.
Wait, can you say that again?
Okay, V has in Victor.
Yeah.
R has in Ing.
Okay.
C has in Cat.
Okay.
S has in Sarah.
Okay.
H as in house.
Okay.
A as in apple.
Okay.
G as in goat.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Okay.
E as in elephant.
Okay.
H as in house.
Perfect. Got it. And that's at Gmail, right?
Right.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email. There's
going
to be three links. Application link,
mm-hmm.
a competency test link. You don't have to worry about what mark you get. As long as you complete it, you'll get a pass.
Okay.
And then lastly is an I-9W-4 link,
mm-hmm.
which you'll put in your tax information.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have it. That way we have it for when we pay you.
Okay.
Next, we are going to need two forms of ID from you. Do you have a photo ID and a social?
Yeah, I have a social. I have a travel license. I have an American passport.
Amazing. So you could send over the social and license through email. You could just take a picture of them and send them over.
You think it's good to do that? I'm scared.
Say it again.
I'm afraid to do that. You think I cannot come to your office with all my documents in my hand instead of putting it on a website, on an email?
The thing is that we're located at my office is in New York. We're based in
New York.
Oh,
okay.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could send in the passport. Oh no, we need a social security number.
Yes, that's the passport. Yeah.
I'm saying our emails are encrypted, so they are safe.
Okay.
But I definitely hear if you're not.
Yeah, I'm
comfortable. Would you feel more comfortable texting once you get a texting line?
Okay. Just send me the link for it. Let me see that. Oh, something I would try to do that. If not, then I can do my passport and my driver license yet. Oh, I don't know. But do it that way first.
Okay.
Let me do all this stuff, but then I will send it through.
Okay, amazing. So the links and then the application and then two more things. We also need proof of residency. So we would need a document proving that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So that could be like an ID dated
more than 16 years, yeah.
Amazing. So we would just need an ID showing that. We need proof showing that either an ID dated from 2023 or like a phone bill dated from 2023. Would you have something like that to provide?
Okay, but you don't need my driver license?
So in addition to the driver's license, we could use it as residency proof if it's like two separate requirements. If it's dated,
you need my bank statement?
Yeah, so you can use any, either a driver's license that's dated from 2023 or before, or a bank statement from 2023 or before.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. And then lastly, we are going to need you to get a TB test from within the year.
Okay. Oh, the chest x-ray, I can do. Bring it to.
Which is very amazing. Did you have a chest x-ray done recently?
I think I'm going to do a new one because the one I have with the old job.
The old job? Got it.
I'm going to call there and see if
okay, see how long it is, and we can always schedule you for one at our urgent care free of charge. So if anything, if you don't have it, or if it's from more than, it would have to be within the year. If it's more than within a year, let me know, and I'll schedule you for a new one.
Okay.
Okay, amazing. All right, I'm here for you for whatever you need. I'm here to help you. You can give me a call at any time with any questions. If you need any assistance, I'm here to help you.
Okay. So what is your direct number or what is your extension number?
The one that I sent you is my direct number.
To my email, right?
Yeah, I'm sending it to your email now. If you want, you could wait till you get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see. Sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, just sent it. Let me know when you got it.
Hold on, let me check my email. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Maki?
Yes, Maki.
Okay.
You got the email?
Yeah.
Amazing. Fantastic. So you could take care of the links, and if you could email me back once they're completed, then the IDs, and then the residency proof. That could also be an ID if it's dated from 2023, and then the TB test.
Okay. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course.
Can I ask you how much do you pay for living?
Yes. So it's around, it's between 13 to 15, and the reason why it varies is because it depends on the location, on the patient's condition. So once you actually get a case, it'll be like more definitive, but it's between 13 and 15.
Okay. Do you take every week or every 2 weeks?
Every week.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. I'm going to do that in 15 minutes. Then
I will
get back to you.
And a reminder, we could schedule you in for the chest x-ray, so if you need it, just give me a call back.
Okay, huh? Thank you.
Okay, of course.
Bye-bye.
All right, okay, bye.